Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And by jingo, what show we've got coming your way. We begin with the confirmation that Rangers boss Steven Gerrard is the new Aston Villa manager. We'll hear shortly from some former villains, not literally, obviously, including Gareth Southgate, Martin Lawson, our very own Gabby Agbonlahor. But we start with Dion Dublin, or Double D, as no one calls him, who's pleased they got their man.
Talk Sport breaking news.
Aston Villa have got themselves a new head coach, and he is Steven Gerrard. It is a 3.5-year deal, and it's likely he'll take his entire backroom staff from Rangers to Aston Villa.
Getting Stevie G at Villa, I think, is a very, very good appointment. Young British manager who has the confidence, I feel, to take a very big club forward. I think the fans will love him, and I think he will love standing in that dugout, taking charge of that club.
I think he just needs to go in there, get these players playing, get the new signings firing, and just try and finish the season top 10. I think Aston Villa fans will take top 10 at the moment, then next season push on again, and start looking to get Villa into that top 6. That's where the owners want. They're bringing Gerrard in. That'll be the plan over the next 2-3 years, challenging to get into European places.
He's had a fabulous start to his managerial career. He leaves one massive football club to join another. And I'm sure it's a challenge that he's looking forward to. It's a great opportunity for him and a chance to test himself in a league where every week there's a different sort of challenge.
More or less the same as Martin O'Neill. As you mentioned him, a great competitor, a winner. It was a catastrophe every time we lost the game. It was a meeting straight away and everything. I think that Steven Gerrard is more or less the same. He wants to win. And if you don't win, there's something wrong and we need to find out what's wrong straight away. So I think that's his philosophy.
Gerrard! Oh, what a goal! What a strike from Steven Gerrard!
Steven's always had fantastic leadership qualities. I was probably a more senior player when he first came into the England squad, and around Euro 2000. He was always a talent, but he always had great drive. We know the number of games that he's led for club and country where he made the difference in really important moments.
On now to Moni Simon Jordan and Rangers legend Ali McQuist.
It's a gamble for both parties. It's a gamble for Villa, as he's untried and tested in that particular league. And it's a gamble for Steven in the respect that we all think and we all are surmising that he wants a Liverpool job. Well, if he does, and I think he does, and I genuinely hope he gets it, if that's his wish and his dream, he's going to have to be a success, I would think, at Aston Villa. So yeah, it's really interesting times ahead.
I have my reservations for Villa and for Steven Gerrard, because these guys have taken out a manager that on the whole has given them quite a level of sustained success moving through the gears. And I realise he's had a difficult time over the period of this year, but their ambitions seem to be quite stellar instantaneously, and Steven Gerrard's got his work cut out there, because it's not a given that stepping in from the SPFL, with no disrespect to that league, into the Premier League is a straight line. It's anything but a straight line.
I'd rather fail at Villa than fail at Rangers.
Yeah, Rangers are a bigger club.
No, but it's easier to succeed at Rangers than it is Villa, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, because no, but then he's up here and that can only be in front of us.
But that's what I mean. He's challenging himself. This is a bigger challenge. You've got to understand that. It's a bigger challenge. It's a bigger opportunity because of the league he's playing in, and the manager he's coming up against, and the players he's coming up against.
Well, I think it's a challenge too much for him, and I think it's too soon.
Oh, bitter too Willie.
It's too big a challenge.
Come on, Willie, wish him luck.
Too soon.
Willie, wish him luck. Wish him luck, Willie.
Listen, it's too big a challenge too soon.
So what's it like to work under Stevie G? Well, the Forest and former Rangers defender Joe Worrell easy for me to say, gave us his insight a few months back on TalkSport.
He was very meticulous with his training and stuff. I think with Mick Beale as well, he was fantastic. His coaching, his attention to detail and stuff. And obviously with Gerrard as well, he's quite a scary figure and somebody who you have immense respect for and stuff, and somebody who you just love playing for.
So will Gerrard's departure from Rangers be good news for rival Celtic? Yes, apparently so, says Simon Jordan, probably moaning as well.
Massive disruption for Rangers, though, this is. I mean, one person that will be celebrating that and get his timing right is Ange Postecoglou.
Yes.
Because he'll be looking at it as an opportunity.
Absolutely.
Because if Rangers are going to decimate that, if Villa are going to take Gerrard, then they're going to take all Gerrard's backroom staff with them as well.
And the main man, Mr. Jason Cundy.
Has anyone seen a manager for Rangers?
That is just outrageous.
They've got to get it right, because this season is absolutely vital. As we all are aware, the winners of the title this year go straight into Champions League. No qualifiers, I believe.
Of course.
Straight away, that's £40-45 million that Rangers and Celtic clearly will be requiring and needing. So they've got to get it right.
Let's go to Owen, who's a Celtic fan. Owen, good evening.
Good evening. Brilliant show as always.
Thank you.
All I was going to say is it's good Steven Gerrard's got a proper job outside of Rangers. It's good for Celtic. Means we can sweep all the trophies up again.
And Gerrard's former partner in midfield crime, Frankie Lampard, is set to be appointed as the new manager of Norwich City, TalkSport understands. The ex-Chelsea boss will replace Daniel Farke, make your own jokes up at home, who was sacked last weekend. Former Blues teammate Petr Cech thinks Lamps will return to the Premier League when the time is right.
He has all the qualities to be the Premier League manager. So obviously, if anybody is interested and if anybody comes to speak to him, I believe that if people have the right project for Frank, that obviously, he's a football man and he loves football. He loves coaching with the same passion as he used to love playing. I'm not surprised that his name is coming about now. And I think it's just a matter of time when he's going to reappear in the Premier League.
On to my show now, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time with Darren Bent. And our guest was the former Arsenal midfielder, Jack Wilshere.
Listen, he won't be going into that job thinking, right, we're going to be in Championship next year. He's not that type of character, and he's a good manager as well. You know, look what he done at Derby.
Yeah, he didn't get them promoted, so in that aspect he failed. But what he did do, he didn't, the development of the likes of Mason Mount, Tomori. Obviously, they went on the following season to be fantastic. Yeah. So I think he didn't fail in that regard.
To be honest, are they really going to stay up? Even if they got in, you know, best manager in the world, the team, you know, I always said the definition of insanity. They go up, they go down, they're like a
absolutely,
yo-yo club
yeah.
that doesn't seem to have a plan. And I think for Frank Lampard at Derby County, he did a really good job. You know, he did. And then obviously going to Chelsea was a bit of a step too far. I don't think Norwich fans are realistic.
I'll tell you one person who will be buzzing if he goes Norwich. Billy Gilmore. He played him at Chelsea. He loves him. He's going to help him develop
as a
player.
You expect him to get back in. He's been left out under Farke, hasn't he?
I know. I don't know why. I mean, I think he's unreal for his age. He played in the Euros. He played for a big club like Chelsea in big games, and he can't get in the Norwich team.
Frank has proven himself to be a really, really good manager with young players, has proven himself to give them air under their wings, to allow them to fly, go and express yourself, go and be the best version of you at this age that you can be. He must be brilliant to play for as a young kid. Can you imagine playing for Frank Lampard, who's just said, go and play, go and express yourself?
Now, England boss Gareth Southgate has been speaking ahead of tonight's crucial World Cup qualifier against Albania at Wembley, live on TalkSport, don't you know? Three Lions need 4 points from the last two games to absolutely guarantee progress to Qatar next year. He said they don't want a repeat of the Hungary performance last month.
We didn't play at the level that we have hit for certainly this calendar year. So we've had a good focus this week on making sure that we're on the front foot in the game, making sure that our pressing is better than it was that night, and also making sure that we're sharp with the ball and move the ball quickly, because these teams are well organised. You've got to break down a packed defence. Our quality has got to come to the fore. But also, if you can win the ball higher up the pitch, then you can catch them when they're perhaps a little bit disorganised. So they're things we've had a good training week to focus on.
Hugh Woozencroft has been speaking to the Three Lions captain, Harry Kane.
I wanted to start by asking you really how you would describe your season so far and the experience of it, because it seemed outwardly to be a strange and maybe difficult one for you.
from an England point of view, the season has been a good season. It's been a great calendar year, not just for me, but for the team, leading our nation to a final. Yeah, it's an extremely proud moment in my career. Yeah, in terms of club, obviously, it's been an up and down season, probably a bit more disappointment than we're probably used to. Obviously, a new manager, and now another new manager.
Antonio Conte has signed with Tottenham to be the new man in charge until 2023.
Obviously, personal form hasn't been as good as in recent years at this stage of the season. But yeah, all in all, just something to adapt to and learn to. Every season, you find a new challenge. And that's what I've always found in my career so far. So yeah, it's just about how you deal with that, how you cope with that. And my method is to always just keep your head down, work hard. And yeah, like I say, from a personal point of view, I know the goals and that are there. It's just about taking the opportunities when they arrive.
Now, England head coach Eddie Jones has been speaking to TalkSport's Andrew McKenna ahead of their match against Australia, live and only on TalkSport. Eddie started by saying that he won't be getting sentimental facing the Aussies.
I don't sit here and think, well, I was born in Australia, I've got an Australian passport, this is an overly emotional game for it. It's another test match. You know, England's the team I love, England's the team I coach, and I love our players, and the whole week it's just been about trying to give them the best coaching they can get to be in the best position to play well on Saturday.
And Jones also had this to say after some recent comments about the US Open champion, Emma Raducanu.
It was talking about the difficult time that young players in England have, and we've got a number of young players coming through, and I'm cognizant of making sure we look after them well. Now, I can't control what people think of that, and maybe some of the loudest drum beats made comment about it, but the point was 100% right.
And we finished the show, the podcast, with boxing chat and the legend in the sport that is Joe Calzaghe, who gave us his take on Saul Canelo Alvarez.
I just think, obviously, I'm a big super middleweight. I think with my speed and my southpaw style, I think that'd be a nightmare for him personally. And it was a fight that I liked to have had. You know, he's 5'8". He's a good fighter when it comes to his timing. He's great with his timing. He's great with his feet. I was also very good with my feet and moving. So it'd been an exciting and an interesting fight as well. But, you know, like I said, take nothing away from Canelo. What he's done through the divisions is tremendous, and fair play to him. And what I love about him is that he keeps motivated. He keeps dedicated. And after all the fame, all the money, every fight he turns up and performs. And fair play. That's really impressive.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care. Don't, of course, forget to press that subscribe button. I do care about that. I'm back on Drive today alongside my Friday husband, and Thursday for that matter, the wonderful Darren Bent. Make sure you join me and him at 4 p.m. Before I go, let me tell you about some live sport coming your way tonight. 5 p.m, Moldova take on Scotland. That's a World Cup qualifier. It's live on TalkSport 2. Commentary from Alex Crook and former Scotland striker Chris Arwelamo. And, of course, from 7 p.m. on TalkSport, you can hear live commentary of England against Albania. That's it. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely evening, and be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.